let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may always be channels of your love. We ask that we may be open to the glory of your name and all that we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are now in the 12th week of Ordinary Time, and from here on in, it is all green, which means we just finished the two special solemnities that follow Pentecost, which of course were Holy Trinity and also Corpus Christi, which we celebrate here in the United States on Sundays. In other places, including Brazil, they celebrate it on the previous Thursday. So now, pretty much, except for the possibility of a few solemnities along the way, pretty much every Sunday from here on in until after Thanksgiving, we'll be looking at the color green. And because we are in ordinary time, as I've told you before, this is the longest season in the liturgical year. It is 34 weeks long. We're now in the 12th of the 34 weeks. So technically, we have 22 more weeks left, which is roughly about 5 months. But we don't have to count down the days. We're in the midst or about to begin summer, actually. So let's celebrate that reality as we come to recognize that we are entering into a whole new season of weather, a whole new season of the year. We're entering into summer, the great time that is summer. And let us always remember to bring the Lord with us during this time. One of the things that we're looking at, this first reading comes to us from the second book of Kings. It's chapter 17. And if you have a missal of some type, you'll see that it kind of skips around, but roughly it's chapter 17, 5 through 18. It skips around a bit. But what's happening here, and this is an important story, what we're seeing here is that Assyria has now conquered Israel. Now, remember, at this time, there are two kingdoms. So after David, then you had Solomon, and with Solomon, we start to see a division in the kingdom until finally there was a separation into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom is still called Israel. The southern kingdom is called Judah. And there is a diversion from living what the Lord has called. Now, I've talked to you before about, always think of it this way. We're actually looking at a form of evolution. Now, if you're one of those who disagrees with the word evolution, remember what you disagree with is biological evolution, which we as Catholics do embrace. But there is obviously other forms of evolution. There's cultural evolution, there's spiritual evolution. I mean, you can see that in the world around you. It doesn't necessarily mean that this is what Darwin created, but this is, I mean, it's obvious there's an evolution around you. So one of the things you have to understand is at the time that the Jews are in, you know, are on the land, this is after David, but of course this goes right to the early days of the Jews and continuing to today. They were the only culture in the land that worshiped the Lord as they did, and they were the only one that were monotheistic. So all the other cultures are worshiping other gods that were basically of their own invention, and we can study all those when we study mythology from different cultures. But we are looking at the one true God, the one who is revealing himself ultimately to the world. And in revealing himself ultimately to the world, we recognize who the true God is. But as we celebrated 2 weeks ago, we don't have a full grasp on this true God, this God who we fully follow, because we understand him as being three persons in one God, which we call the Trinity. And we don't have a full grasp on what that means. So we grasp as much as we can. And so we understand God is three persons in one God. He is, therefore, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who form the one God. And even though they are three separate persons forming the one God, we do recognize when we're talking about God, we're talking about the Trinity. We know that one of the symbols of God is a triangle for exactly that reason. So we see this great symbol of the power of God, and this is the one God we worship, who has given us his divine wisdom that we find in the commandments. But the other cultures who have yet to reach the point where they can comprehend what it is the Jews already do comprehend, and the Jews will be the people from whom salvation comes. They will be the people from whom Jesus sends out the apostles to form the new church. They will be the people who do all this. So their existence is essential to the future of humanity. And so when they go off the rails, then that puts in danger the future of humanity in a sense, because God's plan will never be foiled. But it's essential in the individual lives of the people who form the different nations that we see in Israel, in Judah, that they are on board with everything the Lord has called them to be. So when they divert from this path, when they turn away from this path, then that endangers, in a sense, all of salvation. So the Lord is always going to lead them back. And that's what we see in today's reading, that he very forcefully, through the nation of Assyria, is leading them back to their faithfulness in the Lord. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony, the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the parish. By the way, you can also connect to the parish directly at stanthonyalston.org. That is stanthonyalston.org. You can check with the parish directly. You can you can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Or if you want to connect with the parish directly, stanthonyalston.org. And don't forget, you have a standing invocation. You have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. So come by and check us out. That's the best way to support the parish. So we're looking at this. So what we're seeing is the people turn away from the wisdom of the Lord. They turned away from what has been passed down over the ages on how to seek the Lord. And remember, it's not just they're seeking the Lord among many others. They're seeking the profound wisdom of God that you can't find in any other culture. Remember this. We see the laws of the Jews are very advanced for their time. Meanwhile, what is the advanced philosophy that's coming out of the pagan cultures? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But what we ultimately learn, which Jesus teaches, but it also we can find in the book of Deuteronomy, again, as well as other books, is the way we build a peaceful society is seek to love one another. So that's what we're called to do. Love God, love neighbor. The way we build a peaceful society is to seek to love God and love neighbor. So keeping that in mind, we seek to do those things. We love God and neighbor. And when we do that, but we understand we can't do that if we are not in touch with the Lord. That's why prayer is so important, because it's through prayer that we draw our strength from the Lord. That's one of the lines that St. Paul says in Ephesians 6:10, literally, draw your strength from the Lord and his mighty power. So we can't do all of this on our own. We can only seek to live the wisdom of the Lord if we are in touch with the Lord. We can only seek the wisdom of the Lord if we are humble before the Lord, and that's what we're called to do. So seeking to do all that, we glorify his name in all we do. We worship the Lord. We seek to live the gospel as he calls us to live. And in doing that, we are going that extra mile in serving the Lord so that he can spread his message through our faithfulness. But as we see, when that doesn't happen, as we see in the case of Israel, then his message, then he's got to step in and correct what needs to be done. Otherwise, his message is lost and all of humanity is lost. So that's why we see the Lord step in. And remember, when they divert from the wisdom of the Lord, they fall back into the pagan wisdom, and the pagan wisdom is barbaric. We can see that even today, that pagan wisdom can be barbaric. Remember from Jeremiah, I believe it's 19, that they actually go and they are sacrificing their children to Molech. Why? Because that's what the pagans around them were doing. Remember, human sacrifice was really common in the world, outside of the Jewish world and in different other parts of the world, including in the Americas, obviously many years later, but in Europe and the Middle East and all that, it was very common right up until the Roman Empire put an end to it. And that's, if you think of the history of all of humanity, that's fairly recent. It's only in the past 2,500 years. Well, maybe about 2,000 years. So it was the Roman Empire that put an end to it. So during this time, which is going back an additional 3,000 years, so it's almost 3,000 years ago, we're seeing that the people are turning away from the Lord. And when they turn towards the pagan cultures around them, they start practicing human sacrifice. So we can see how absolutely important it is for the Lord to come in and correct his people. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.